Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Welcome back to Burden and Blessing and our Word of the Week. Tomorrow is October 31st. And this year, it will mark 500 years since the beginning of the Lutheran Reformation. It was on that day, 500 years ago, when Martin Luther nailed his 95 Theses to the door of the Castle Church. Throughout the month of October, we've been focusing on Reformation words or phrases that highlight what the Reformation was all about. This morning, we'll take a look at not a word, but a phrase. The phrase is the means of grace. You will not find this phrase, means of grace, in your concordance or laid out anywhere in Scripture. And yet the teaching of the means of grace is very clearly revealed and described in Scripture. The means of grace are simply those means by which God offers or gives His grace to human beings. One of the ways that I like to describe the means of grace is by using an illustration of a toolbox. When you need some work done on your house, you call someone in order to accomplish that task. Generally, they're going to bring a toolbox along with them. If it's plumbing work that needs to be done, the plumber is going to bring a toolbox in order to accomplish the work of fixing whatever plumbing project needs to be fixed. And in that toolbox, he has particular tools that he will use for the job that is at hand. In a similar way, God also has a toolbox, His means of grace. And within this toolbox that God uses to accomplish His work of bringing sinners to faith and revealing His grace to them, God has particular tools which He puts into place. Within the toolbox that God uses, His means of grace, are three items. One is the Word, and the other two are the sacraments of baptism and the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. As we consider these three items or tools in God's toolbox, the means by which He offers to sinners His grace, we will see that these tools are effective in bringing about the work of salvation for sinners. We begin with the Word of God. The Bible describes very clearly that God's Word is effective, that it is powerful in accomplishing the work of salvation or bringing God's grace to sinners. David in Psalm 119 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." Jesus himself in his high priestly prayer in John chapter 17 speaks of God's word as being truth. Finally, it's the Apostle Paul who reveals that God's word is effective in bringing us to faith, bringing us to God's grace, when he says in Romans 10 verse 17, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." As we consider those and many other passages in Scripture, we see that God's Word is an effective tool which He Himself uses to bring His grace to sinners. But God's Word is not the only tool in His toolbox, not the only tool that He uses to bring His grace to sinners. We also see very clearly that God uses His sacraments, visible means or methods in imparting His grace to human beings. In Acts chapter 2, right after his Pentecost sermon, the Apostle Peter calls people to repentance and encourages them to be baptized. In Acts chapter 2, Peter says, "Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For this promise is to you and to your children and all who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God will call." In that verse, the Apostle Peter makes it very clear that baptism is one more of the tools that God uses to impart His grace to sinners. Specifically here, God imparts to sinners the forgiveness or the remission of their sins. Through baptism, God uses visible water, earthly water, in order to wash our sins away, to remove the sin that separates us from God, and to impart His grace, His forgiveness to us. The sacrament of baptism is combined with another sacrament, the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. In Matthew chapter 26, when Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper before his disciples, he again makes it very clear that this is a tool that God uses to impart his grace and forgiveness to sinners. He says, "For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." Baptism, the Lord's Supper, God's Word, all tools which God uses in order to impart his grace to us, to bring us out of darkness and into his marvelous light. These are the means of grace. Through these means, God has chosen to impart his grace to us, to bring us out of death and into life. It was these means of grace that Luther emphasized throughout the Reformation, and that we continue to emphasize still today. We realize and confess that it is not by our own works or actions, but only by God's works and actions through the tools which he uses in order to bring us to his grace that we are saved. We thank God that we have been saved by grace through faith, not of ourselves, but by his work for us. Thanks for joining us today.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.